USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
More people finding work across the country. Federal officials announcing Friday over 900,000 non-farm jobs were added in March, higher than expected. White House Economic Advisor Jared Bernstein telling CBS News Friday he's confident more jobs will be added through President Biden's infrastructure plan.
So we're confident that the progressive tax increases that we're proposing, the revenue raisers, not only help support create jobs by funding these kinds of productive infrastructure, clean energy, care economy ideas, but will simply lead to a situation where we're rewarding work, not wealth, and the corporate sector is paying its fair share.
Republicans, though, criticizing the $2 trillion plan for its cost and the effects of raising taxes to pay for it. Biden, meanwhile, urging Americans to remain vigilant in the fight against the coronavirus to avoid losing all the jobs we have added. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, but you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Some encouraging news about the coronavirus. California is ready to allow indoor gatherings starting April 15th. Officials saying yesterday this will include concerts and sports events, but masks will still be required. West Virginia now allowing those as young as 16 to get vaccinated. Also, New York City sets a single-day record Thursday with 93,000 vaccinations. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says we could have a somewhat normal Easter weekend.
Fully vaccinated grandparents can fly to visit their healthy grandkids without getting a COVID-19 test or self-quarantining, provided they follow the other recommended prevention measures while traveling.
And a new study finds the COVID vaccine is safe for those pregnant or breastfeeding, and their babies may also be protected from the virus. Some discouraging news, too, though, about the virus. Oregon's governor announcing Friday that case numbers are rising and a fourth surge of the virus is at its doorstep. Similar concerns expressed in Vermont. Also, Colorado extending its mask mandate another 30 days. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
On this holiday weekend, health officials now have some updated warnings about social gatherings. USA's Wendy King explains.
Another holiday weekend has arrived with yet another warning from public health experts. If you haven't been vaccinated, Dr. Ashish Jad from Brown University told ABC you shouldn't gather or travel for Easter.
If you need to travel and you've been vaccinated, I think that's pretty reasonable. But I would cut out unnecessary travel and I would hold off if you've not been vaccinated.
He also said,
this is probably the last holiday weekend where it's not going to be safe for unvaccinated people to mingle together.
The CDC said that vaccinated Americans can resume traveling domestically and internationally with a low risk of exposure to COVID-19 as long as they wear masks in public. The updated guidance doesn't apply to unvaccinated people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
More details coming out about the man killed in an attack on Capitol Police in Washington, D.C. Friday. Indiana 25-year-old Noah Green shot by officers after apparently lunging at them with a knife. Friends and family members telling media outlets Green showed signs of mental health issues, including thoughts of suicide. His social media posts indicate he recently left his job and battled health issues. Other posts show support for the Nation of Islam, but terrorism is not believed to be a factor in the attack. Green, born in West Virginia, but grew up with 9 siblings in Virginia where he went to college. The Capitol Police officer killed in the attack ID'd as Billy Green, an 18-year veteran of the force. Another officer injured in the attack said to be in stable condition and expected to survive. This is USA Radio News.